Okay, welcome back everybody. We're going to continue our studies today, picking up where we left off last year. We got to the end of Perek Dalet, and now we're going to pick it up with Perek Hei of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And the first thing that we're going to discuss is the moving mountain, which is known as Har HaMoriah or the Har HaBayis. Well, the mountain didn't really move, but the question is where is the actual Har HaBayis? Because the area that they call Temple Mount today, that tabletop area, is an enormous area that is far larger than the dimensions that the Mishnah gives us. As the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Har HaBayis, which is Har HaMoriah, as is clearly spelled out in Divrei HaYomim Beis, in the beginning of the third chapter, that Har HaMoriah is Har HaBayis. You're talking about 500 cubits or amot by 500 amot. And amot is 18 inches. Figure it out. It's not a very, very large area. That's the Har HaBayis. So the question, of course, is where is that Har HaBayis? Where is that mountain? The mountain that we see today, which is the retaining wall that they call Kotel HaMaravi, which incidentally is not only the Western wall standing, all the walls are standing. The Kotel HaMaravi, or the Wailing Wall, is just a small section of the Western Wall, which today actually the whole wall is exposed. At least the southern half of it is entirely exposed. All the way down to the corner, we can see the foundations of the outer wall. We could see the entrances, they're still extant. The Shari Chulda, we're going to talk about this, they're still there. You can actually walk into the Har HaBayis the way people used to walk in during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then all along the eastern side, You take a walk in the Kidron Valley. The wall is there. The Kotel is there. Largely covered and submerged, but the Kotel is there. That is not the Har HaBayis. That is the outer area of landfill, which was built around the Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis itself is only Chomesh Meis Amah or Chomesh Meis Amah, and nobody knows with any kind of absolute certainty where the original 500 Amot by 500 Amot is. People could argue and say that the Dome of the Rock is that spot, maybe and maybe not. It's true that Advaz seems to believe that it was, but remember that when the Muslims came along 700 years ago and built a mosque, there had not been a Beis HaMikdash there for hundreds and hundreds of years already, 13 centuries. You come back to a property 100 years later, nobody recognizes it. Nobody could figure out exactly where, what, and when. And these are maybe even people who heard from people. You're talking about 13 centuries later, they had absolutely no Masada, they had nothing to build on. They came to this gigantic area and they decided that's what they're going to build a mosque of. That's what they thought the Beis HaMikdash would have been. There is a rock outcrop over there. And we'll learn later that that rock outcrop is a compelling piece of evidence, but not necessarily the only compelling piece of evidence. We don't know with certainty where the Chomesh Meis Amah by Chomesh Meis Amah is. Now, having said that, the Chomesh Meis Amah by Chomesh Meis Amah, v'hoya mukaf choyma, it was surrounded by a wall. Do not make the mistake of thinking that this refers to the Kotel HaMaravi. It's not true. It can't be true. Why? Because the wall is speaking about the Chomesh Meot Amah by Chomesh Meot Amah. There was a wall of sorts around the original Har HaBayit. And then there was this larger area, enormous panorama. And that enormous panorama, it's very, very big. That enormous panorama included the Har HaBayit in it. There's no evidence that the Rambam seems to believe that the Har HaBayit, which is, as he says from the Mishnah, Chomesh Meis Amah, Chomesh Meis Amah, is that enormous area. And that this is the wall he's talking about. The Pashtus, that is a retention wall that was built to be able to sustain the enormous amount of landfill. It had to keep it, it had to be retained. That's what that wall was there for. It's the only remnant we have of the actual Beis HaMikdash compound, but it's not the wall we're talking about over here. And you see that because the Rambam says, Kipin al gabe kipin hoya benuyis mitachtav pnei oyolatoma. The area of Har HaBayis, or of the Beis HaMikdash, was built basically two floors. Everything was a minimum of two floors. Now, there's two empty basements. And these two empty basements were built, if you will, on like arches. So you had arches built all along the bottom of the mountain, the first layer of the mountain. And then you had a second set of arches that were built on top of it. And these were two empty basements that were not used. Why did they do this for? Why did they have to build up the Har HaBayis? And the answer is that there was an extreme possibility that people were buried in the Har HaBayis. In fact, it was an ancient Canaanite practice that a holy place would be honored by bringing corpses there. That's how they honored holy places. That's where they buried their dead. And we know that the Har HaBayis was revered by people for centuries before. There were people who knew that this is a holy area and a special area. And we had no way of being certain that nobody was buried there. Now, if somebody's buried there, if there's no space between the actual corpse and the bury the earth on top, so then, as the Mishnah tells us, the tumah is boika'as ve'oila. Then the tumah goes straight up. And in theory, you could be whizzing by in the air and still become tummy. So how do we ensure that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be tahor? The answer is, we need to have a minimum of a tefach, of empty space. So it doesn't mean that there was an enormous basement. It means there was basically two crawl spaces. At least of a tefach, built on little arches, and then they laid a floor, and then they had to lay a second set of arches, and here's where it gets really interesting. If you have an empty area, the tumah is going to be stopped by the empty area. But if you have the pillar that's in the ground, if that pillar happens to be on top of a caver, if it happens to be on top of somebody who's buried there, then the tumah will go up through that amud, through that pillar. Which means that they had to have a second set of arches, but the second set of arches had to be staggered. It couldn't be what the original set of arches were. So they have to very cleverly build these two sets of arches. It doesn't mean there were two enormous floors. It doesn't mean that there was crawl space. It doesn't mean you could do things there. It just means that they made sure that there were two empty areas of staggered arches. And upon this, the actual tabletop panorama or platform of the Beis HaMikdash is built. Now the Rambam says something which is shocking to most people because none of the models are drawn this way. The Rambam says, Kuloi Hoya Mekoira. The entirety of the Har Habayit, meaning the 500 Amot, had roof over it. It was not an open area, according to the Rambam. Now, the Mishnah LeMelech clearly states that the Pshat in the Rambam here is, Kuloi Hoya Mekoira refers to the entire area of Chamesh Meot Amma, Chamesh Meot Amma, that this entire area was covered. Stov Lifnim Mistov. What held up this roof? The answer is there were these rows of pillars. Two pillars, they call them porticos. So there was two pillars on either side, and there was a roof laid on top of it. And there was another two pillars, and there was a roof laid on top of it. Another two pillars, a roof laid on top of it. It means the entire area was covered with enormous pillars and covered. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov, in the beginning of Maseches Midos, the beginning of the second chapter, Tosfos Yom Tov argues, he says, he quotes the opinion of the Rambam in the name of the Shilti HaGiborim, and he says that it's a big mistake that he made. It does not mean this. The entire Har Habayis was not covered, but rather there was an outer, it was ringed around. When we say that it was a mukaf, that it was surrounded by a wall, and there was a roof on top, it means that there was porticos, and the entire area, Chamesh Meot Amma, Al-Chamesh Meot Amma, was ringed with pillars and a roof on top. Which means there was a covered area that kind of encircled the Har Habayis. The only problem is that this is the pirush of the Tosfos Yom Tov on Mishnayos and Midos. And it seems that Rashi also follows that approach. He seems to follow the approach of Rashi. That Tosfos Yom Tov seems to follow what Rashi says. But the Shilti HaGiborim and the Rambam both say pretty clearly, V'kulu Hayu Mekoira. And I'm not imagining this, that I'm learning pshat like this in the Rambam. The Mishnah LeMelech says clearly, that is the pshat in the Rambam. It's very, very hard to imagine that the Rambam meant, V'kulu Hayu Mekoira, the whole thing was covered. What does it mean, the whole thing? The whole thing means the outer area. It's borderline impossible to imagine that. The fact is that all the models that were made by much smarter, more capable people of me all show the Har Habayis area as open. I don't have an answer. I don't understand the pshat, but from the Rambam it seems that this covered area was the actual Beis HaMikdash. Now around a broader panorama, that was certainly not covered. That was certainly left out in the open, and that was outside of the Chamesh Meot Amma, Al Chamesh Meot Amma, wherever the Chamesh Meot Amma, Al Chamesh Meot Amma was, which nobody will know with certainty until the coming of Mashiach, who will rebuild the Meretz Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, in its rightful spot. Then Heira will be Amenu, Amen, to be continued tomorrow. Somebody's got to click. You got to click. Click.